Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No exaggeration, this man is one of my favorite guests. I feel like it's an honor that he's kind enough to join us. Colonel David Hunt served our country for 29 years. Still is extraordinarily plugged in about the military in our country, contacts in different administrations and all the different branches in the military. First of all, Colonel, thank you again for your service. I mean that genuinely. I want to jump in because we have a lot to discuss. I hope you are well. With the news coming out late yesterday and confirmed now by the president-elect, Pete Hegseth, Minnesota's own, from this area, will be the next Secretary of Defense. You say what?
Yeah, Hegseth is a Princeton graduate. He was, I think, National Guard.
Yep.
Was in combat both around Iraq and Afghanistan. Got two Bronze Stars. I don't know if they were for heroism or service. Bronze Star is the third highest medal we get. But there's a Bronze Star with V, which is for bravery, and there's a Bronze Star for service. But he's got a, you know, good war record. He's also been on a Fox News host for X number of years.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't get the Colonel. He doesn't get the job without that job, right?
Probably no. Of course, no. Like, yeah. We did have a former enlisted soldier 25-30 years ago as SecDef. It didn't work out. This is a DOD is 3 million people and $800 billion.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's a heavyweight. That's a heavyweight job. I don't think that Hegseth has got the chops for this. If you're going to reward him for whatever, make him Secretary of the Army. Okay? But DOD is heavyweight. I don't think that the current administration guy who had it did a very good job either. It's a tough position. It's our largest government institution. It's arguably the most important. Lives are literally at stake in Department of Defense. And it seems to me you're throwing a bone at a guy that was nice to you on television. I got no problem with the president. With the president, whoever the president is, but in this case it's Trump, getting to pick his staff, just do whatever he wants.
Sure.
I want him to be successful.
I agree.
I just don't see Hegseth as doing that.
What makes someone, Colonel Hunt, a great Secretary of Defense?
Experience, ethics, period. And a strong, strong political sense. It's a tightrope job. It's massive. It's a massively complicated job. It's difficult. It's not easy. It's very, very hard. It takes a man or woman with a lot of experience. This is not a young person's job. This is nothing you grow into. You either have the chops. Matt has had the chops to do this job. There's a couple that just don't come to mind right now.
Yep.
But there's been some very, very favorable, very hardworking, honest, straight down the middle SecDefs.
You're not a big fan, though, of Lloyd Austin?
No. After Afghanistan and the withdrawal, no one got fired. 13 guys died. 170 Afghans were killed. No, absolutely not. He lost me that day. That was pretty bad.
Well, also, let's not forget that was most important. I agree with you 1,000%. It's indefensible that people weren't fired. It's indefensible that happened. But let's not forget, what was it, about a year and a half ago where he had the surgical procedure and didn't tell people?
How about that?
I mean, didn't even, the White House had no idea the defense secretary wasn't available.
Hey, Chad, if you don't show up to work the first day, right? I mean, you got a few people in your staff that might be concerned, and you're a famous radio guy. I mean, but to have this happen to the Secretary of Defense, which seems like a complete act that he controlled.
Yeah,
he didn't want it known. It's inexcusable.
Exactly. I agree. I would have had no problem right then. He was fired just for that alone. So let's get back to Hegseth here, because I honor his service. I 1,000% honor his service. He's intelligent. He is a tremendous communicator. But as you said, this is such a daunting responsibility. To me, it requires either decades of military experience or some level of experience running a giant corporation. And I'm acknowledging this is a very smart man. But, man, experience does matter. And to jump into that deep a water, that's daunting.
Well, he served honorably. He got a combat infantryman's badge. He was in both theaters, Afghan and Iraq. He's Army officer, captain. Yes, right. Served more than Army. He did a great job in the time he was in service. A smart guy, Princeton. But Reagan is one of the few guys that ever pulled off being a public figure in radio or television and actually became a governor and a pretty damn good president.
Yeah.
Most of the time it doesn't work out. It just does, and it that job requires you have some experience, period. And he doesn't. Trump likes him. I just think you could have made him Secretary of the Army again, and nobody looks sideways.
So okay. on the extensive military experience, I was kind of looking this up, and I thought of Dick Cheney. I thought of Cheney when Bush the first put him in charge, and he didn't have extensive military experience.
No, there's the exception to the rule. Cheney was a good sector.
Yeah, and people learned to have very strong opinions about him when he was vice president, but it seems like when he had that job, considering Iraq War One, he was viewed favorably, right?
Absolutely. There are exceptions to this rule. He was a young man, very politically astute, even then well-connected. I don't think he's got the chops. And I'd love to be wrong, because it's too important.
Yeah.
It's too important a job to get wrong.
I agree with you.
Trump just put two people in charge of Department of Homeland Security. Holman, who had their qualifications, now he's a czar. Don't know what the hell that means, by the way. I mean, I just don't see that.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, he's a czar.
Right.
And then we've got the former governor of South Dakota, Christine Ohm, who's the actual head of Department of Homeland Security. Another critically important job that you've just created two bosses with equal power and responsibility. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, and by the way, Homeland Security, another enormous operation
starting
to
with
run.
For example, they're in charge of the Secret Service. Oh, I don't know. Both those people, I mean, Holman is completely qualified to do that job. Plus, he's a hard ass. If you're trying to do the policy of throwing people out of the country, there's your guy. Why split that? Anyway, it just makes no sense to cause this kind of apparent friction because they're co-equals, which that can't be. It just won't.
No, I know what you're saying.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Colonel David Hunt is with us, served this country for 29 years. Let me stay with that because he Holman's done a number of interviews lately, and he did not shy away from the military in our country playing a role of mass deportations. Is that really going to happen? Do you think we're going to see our military in cities rounding people up?
No, I do think it's very, first of all, it's an enormous job. I mean, there are a million plus that allegedly have been through the court system and they want to throw them out first. But we don't have the manpower right now in Homeland Security. That's an enormous task. Last time this was tried was during the Eisenhower administration. This is a logistical nightmare. So you might see the National Guard, for example, doing some border jobs or setting up administrative camps type of thing. But I don't see a National Guard or active duty into the cities or anything else making arrests or transporting these people. I don't see it. That would be a huge mistake. There's something called posse comitatus, which prohibits, it's federal law that prohibits the military from performing police functions. It can be allowed on the presidential authority, but it's fraught with danger. So the Guard can do a lot of things to assist this kind of a project, but one of them should not ever be in the city making arrests. No, that's a mistake.
I'm going to finish with this one because this is the one that concerns me probably the most. This was initially an exclusive from the Wall Street Journal. The Trump transition team is concerning a draft executive order that establishes a warrior board of retired senior military personnel with the power to review 3- and 4-star officers and to recommend removals of any deemed unfit for leadership. To me, Colonel, this seems like, are you willing to kiss the commander-in-chief's butt? Are you willing to follow every single order from him, no matter if you have questions about it, including the constitutionality of it? What the hell could this be?
All right, the last time we held general officers responsible for failures was in World War II. Marshall was the Secretary of War. And general officers were actually fired for failures on the battlefield. They also had a chance to work themselves back in. So not since World War II have we held general officers responsible for anything. And for those of you listening, call me if you want to challenge this. Boy, but I love that. But since World War II, Chad, we have not won a war. Okay, we've had a lot of soldiers die, a lot of casualties, but we have not had a decisive win in the battle in a war since World War II. I get the concern because it could be played that if you disagree with President Trump, you're going to get fired if you're a 3- or 4-star general. This is unfortunately tied to what happened with Milley, which was, I think, a canard. They used that great officer for a whipping boy. It's just inappropriate. But I'm all for somehow having senior officers in all the services held accountable, because right now they're not. But I get the concern that it's possible happening with Trump as president. You could see it. Anyways, we need something, some way of holding these accountable. But if it's done right,
you like this.
Good idea. Right.
Okay. I hope it is done that way. But I just worry it's the other way. And,
as you know, hope is not a method. But yeah,
no,
I get it.
No, exactly. I see your Patriots maybe competitive 2035. Is that about
36.
Right?
We'll look for 2036 then. and it's fair to crow as your Vikings are playing great football.
They're pretty good so far. They got a quarterback right now.
Pretty good. Well played team.
Yeah, he likes to throw the ball to the other team. I think you've had a pretty good run with the Patriots though. I think if you have a couple down years.
We had six. It's fair, but everyone hated us, and that's fair. See, the Vikings can be winners, and nobody hates you. People love you. I don't get that.
Yeah,
we should hate you because you're winning.
Well, here's why you don't hate us, because when it really gets to the title game, we don't get there. You know, so
this is a good team you got. That's a good team.
Yeah, the defense especially good. All right, Colonel. You know, again, how much it means to me that you come on. So, thank you very much. Be well. Have a great day, and we'll reach out soon.
You too. Thanks, Jeff.
Colonel David Hunt, you want to react? Love to hear from you. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.